Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Giannotto is a sports columnist for the Commercial Appeal, host of Giannotto and Jeffries from 2 to 4 here on 92.9. Joins every Wednesday, and he joins us now. Mark, we just got the news, by the way, that Jontay Porter, I don't know if you've had any dealings with him, but he has been banned for life for gambling on the NBA, among other things. So there was an $80,000 prop bet parlay involving his unders that drew attention. And then he actually was betting on the NBA. That's the other piece that's getting less headlines. He was betting on the NBA through a friend's account while he was with the Raptors G League affiliate. So you can't do that. And he has been banned for life. What do you just make of this? Do you think we'll see more of it in the NBA? And who on the Grizzlies do you think is most likely to get banned for life for gambling?
Yeah, well, it does strike me as there's no way he's the only one. There's just no way. Like, to think he's just some rogue guy who's doing this. I don't know if like star players are doing this, but like, there's what with two ways there's 18 times 30, there's like, whatever, 500 guys in the NBA, 400 guys in the NBA. Like, to tell me he's the only one, I'd be shocked. I mean, it's the danger of, you know, these leagues cozying up to the gambling outfits like they have. And, you know, I still think it's worth it in the sense that, like, you know, these gambling companies spend a lot of money advertising. They spend a lot of money at our station advertising. Like, I understand why you do it, but there's also inherent risks to doing it. And this is one of them, where that the integrity of the game can be compromised. And it's very clear. Now, it feels like reading the details of this, Jontay Porter was pretty brazen, ultimately. And that's why he got caught. But my gut reaction was there's no way he's the only one doing this. And so it's something that they are going to have to monitor. It's probably right that they gave him a lifetime ban. But, like, my question is, like, what would the NBA have done if it was Michael Porter Jr., his brother, doing this as opposed to him? You know, like, would they have done this to a true impact player, not a two-way guy? I don't know the answer to that. And now it does seem like maybe the reason for the lifetime ban is to set a precedent, but it's something not just the NBA, all these leagues have to monitor now that these, you know, we've seen the one side of it where the players are sort of complaining, and probably rightfully so, about these fans who are getting super aggressive when they lose a bet and kind of ridiculing them because they lost a bet. There's that side of it that's dangerous, and then there's this other side of it where, you know, now that these prop bets are so prominent, so easy to gamble on stuff, there's risk for the league, the integrity of the league. It seems like this was handled appropriately. At the same time, I just think it'd be naive to think, like, oh, they handled this, this is a one-time thing. Like, I think we're going to see this consistently now that gambling is so prevalent in sports. So kind of, not to say gambling wasn't prevalent before, but it was almost like paying players in college. It was all done like under the table. Now it's all just out there. And so we'll see, you know, moving forward if there's anything else like this. But it seems like, you know, whether it was the college, remember the college baseball controversy last year where the coach was like, really like going to, he was like caught on camera putting bets. I forget what team it was. It was like a big, maybe Cincinnati baseball or something like that. But like, it seems like the people who get caught right now are just the ones who are completely brazen about it.
Right.
And that's reading the details of the Jontay Porter thing. It seems like he was pretty brazen, you know, betting on games himself, essentially, you know, putting a lot of money on an obscure prop involving him. Like, it's like, you know, stuff that seems like it's easy to flag. But my gut tells me there's other people who are smarter about it who are doing it as well, and they're never going to catch those people.
By the way, and you know, those bets that he put in while he was with the Raptors G League affiliate, he did bet on the Raptors to lose in those in those bets. So he's sharp. He's very sharp.
Well, and remember, he played for the Grizzlies for a minute.
Yes.
He was under contract for the Grizzlies for a minute. I don't remember ever talking to him. I think it was during, like, COVID, so, like, you know, we weren't really in the locker room or anything then.
Yeah, John acted like he had a relationship with him, I thought, there for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't recall ever speaking to him. Like, you know, I don't recall ever speaking to him, but I do remember him being on the Grizzlies for a minute.
Yeah, like, here's the truth. When you press submit on an $80,000 prop bet parlay involving a 12th man or a 15th man on the end of the bench, you might as well post on Twitter, Jontay Porter is throwing the game!
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm dead ass serious, because that's just...
Well, you're basically saying, flag this. Please flag this. You know, like one of these, you know, like, yeah, no, exactly. It just, seems like he was pretty brazen about it. But what it tells me, though, is that there's probably people who are being much smarter about it and subtle about it, and they're going to be able to get away with it.